Ready! It's time to turn on!
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Republican senator said he was suspicious of the push to vaccinate people against COVID-19. The House GOP leader is stonewalling a commission to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. And conservatives have come up with an insane new lie about Joe Biden. He wants to ban meat.
Was 1 year ago today. I will never forget it. Reminder: Lysol disinfectant and hygiene products should only be used as directed and in line with usage guidelines. As a global leader in health and hygiene products, we must be clear that, bold type here, under no circumstances should our disinfectant products be administered into the human body through injection, ingestion, or any other route.
So, supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way. And I think you said you're going to test that too. Sounds interesting.
We'll get the right folks who could.
Right. And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs and it does a tremendous number of the lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that.
A year ago today, former president himself and his White House press secretary and lots of his defenders on the right and in the conservative media would soon insist that he was clearly being sarcastic. That was him doing like a hilarious stand-up comedy bit about Lysol. Is that what it sounded like? It sounded like he was joking there? Quote, on the anniversary of the day then-President Trump suggested injecting disinfectants to fight COVID-19, the Justice Department announces it has indicted a Florida family for selling bleach as a COVID-19 cure. Quote, a federal grand jury in Miami has returned an indictment charging a Florida man, Mark Grennan, age 62, and his three sons, with fraudulently marketing and selling Miracle Mineral Solution, a toxic industrial bleach, as a cure for COVID-19 and other serious medical conditions. According to the indictment, the Grennans, all of Bradenton, Florida, manufactured, promoted, and sold a product they named Miracle Mineral Solution.
Legend has it my great-grandpappy stumbled upon this recipe when he was trying to invent a cheap substitute for holy water.
Miracle Mineral Solution is a chemical solution containing sodium chloride and water, which, when ingested orally, became chlorine dioxide, a powerful bleach typically used for industrial water treatment or bleaching textiles, pulp, and paper. The Grennans claimed that ingesting their Miracle Mineral Solution could treat, prevent, and cure COVID-19. The FDA, however, has not approved Miracle Mineral Solution for treatment for COVID-19 or for any other use. Rather, in prior official warning statements, the FDA has strongly urged consumers not to purchase or use Miracle Mineral Solution for any reason, explaining that drinking this solution was the same as drinking bleach and could cause dangerous side effects. Quote, in fact, FDA received reports of people requiring hospitalizations, developing life-threatening conditions, and even dying after drinking this Miracle Mineral Solution, which again is industrial bleach. In this indictment announced today that per the FDA, Americans actually died from drinking industrial bleach to try to cure their COVID or prevent themselves from getting it. Quote, the indictment also charges the Grennans with criminal contempt. The Justice Department previously filed a civil case against the defendants in which the government obtained court orders halting the Grennans' distribution of their Miracle Mineral Solution. According to charging documents, the family willfully violated those court orders and continued to distribute the Miracle Mineral Solution. The Grennans also allegedly threatened the federal judge presiding over that civil case and threatened that should the government attempt to enforce the court orders halting their distribution of their Miracle Mineral Solution, the Greenwich pledged to, quote, pick up guns and instigate, quote, a Waco. Furthermore, a search warrant was executed for defendant Jonathan Grennan's house at the time of his arrest. Officers discovered that the Grennans were manufacturing the Miracle Mineral Solution in a shed in Jonathan Grennan's backyard in Bradenton, Florida. Officials seized dozens of blue chemical drums containing nearly 10,000 pounds of sodium chloride powder and thousands of bottles of Miracle Mineral Solution. The government also recovered multiple loaded firearms, including one pump-action shotgun concealed in a custom-made violin case to disguise its appearance.
But if you look for truthfulness, you might just as well be blind. It always seems to be so hard to get.
The central theme of our politics at the moment is that one of our two major political coalitions is growing more extreme, more authoritarian, more paranoid, and more detached from reality by the day. Republicans seem to think Joe Biden's army of Antifa super soldiers is going to come to your house and take your Dr. Seuss books and your hamburgers, and I'm only slightly exaggerating.
Say goodbye to your burgers if you want to sign up for the Biden climate agenda. That's the finding of one study.
That will impact how you eat, including red meat.
Americans would have to cut red meat consumption by a whopping 90%. That means only one burger a month.
No burgers on July 4th. No steaks on the barbie.
The elites will find their way to get that ribeye steak if want to. For the rest of us, it will be let them eat kale.
Is this the kind of big government foretold that in 1973, this dystopian movie classic, Soylent Green.
Yeah, I like burgers, and I like my gas-powered car.
On Friday, we told you about a study from the University of Michigan. A graphic and a script incorrectly implied that it was part of Biden's plan for dealing with climate change. That is not the case.
That's right. In Biden's America, you'll have to celebrate July 4th by drinking a plant-based beer as opposed to, you know, all those meat-based beers. Does he think PBR stands for pork and beef ribs? Does he think hams is made with real ham? I mean, what the hell am I supposed to put in my Corona now? A lime wedge? What's that? It's always been a lime wedge. Well, in my America, we drink our Corona with a pig in a blanket jammed in the neck. So Larry Kudlow is a dumb person, but hey, at least he's harmless, right? I mean, what job did he have in the Trump administration? Director of the National Economic Council? That's not good. Also, it will not surprise you to learn this dumb right-wing conspiracy theory was made up entirely out of thin air after the Daily Mail wrote an article about a University of Michigan study that had nothing to do with Biden's plan or the Green New Deal. Nowhere in Biden's plan does it say anything about reducing red meat consumption, and Biden has never uttered such a thing. And yet, on cue, Republicans have run wild with this dumb and completely baseless lie. For example, there was Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, whose last name, incidentally, sounds like a Dilbert character who wears a Don't Tread on Me t-shirt. Boebert tweeted, Joe Biden's climate plan includes cutting 90% of red meat from our diets by 2030. They want to limit us to about 4 pounds a year. Why doesn't Joe stay out of my kitchen? And Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, I'm pretty sure I ate 4 pounds of red meat yesterday. That's going to be a hard no from me. This is what they're focused on, dumb lies with no basis in reality.
So today, as you well know, the Biden administration and HHS started the reversal of the Trump administration's ban on abortion referrals at Title X family planning clinics. So my first question, why does the Biden administration insist that pro-life Americans pay for abortions and violate their conscience?
Well, first, that's not an accurate depiction of what happened. So let me, and I know we want to be accurate around here, none of the funds appropriated under this title shall be used in programs where abortion is a method of family planning. That is written into the Public Health Service Act, and it specifically states that. Don't lie to me!
These people are so deeply detached from reality, they think the biggest problems facing America right now, amid a once-in-a-century pandemic, economic crash, rising poverty, and child hunger, are embassies flying gay pride flags and totally fictional meat bans. What's next? Is Antifa going to force you to take the COVID vaccine so Bill Gates could inject you with a chip that tracks how many hamburgers you eat? Again, I'm only barely exaggerating, because last week, Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson went on an insane and dangerous rant where he suggested there was some sort of vague conspiracy going on with all the emphasis on vaccines.
The science tells us that vaccines are 95% effective. So if you have a vaccine, quite honestly, what do you care if your neighbor has one or not? I mean, what is it to you? You've got a vaccine, and it's, you know, science is telling you it's very, very effective. So why is this big push to make sure everybody gets a vaccine, and to the point where you better impose it? You're going to shame people. You're going to force them to carry a card to prove that they've been vaccinated so they can participate in society. I'm getting highly suspicious of what's happening here.
Those are pretty suspicious things you made up inside your weird head. But yeah, if you have your COVID shot, why do you care if your neighbor gets it? And another thing, if you have your rabies shot, why do you care if I fill your bathtub with daytime raccoons? But despite furious pushback from sane people, Ron John doubled down in a statement saying, I believe government's role and therefore my role is to help ensure transparency so that people have as much information as possible to make an informed decision for themselves. But that's not what you're doing. Instead, you're one of these cynical, just asking questions guys, the guys who merely insinuate deranged lies in order to feed rabid conspiracy theories to your paranoid base and score political points, but do it in the most cowardly way by quote unquote just asking questions. It's called the Tucker Carlson maneuver. Soon you'll start squinting like you're trying to solve the jumble on the back of a cereal box and laughing uncontrollably at inappropriate moments like you just got released from Arkham Asylum.
I'm kind of more worried about the rest of the country, which, thanks to police inaction, in case you haven't noticed, is like boarded up. So that's more my concern. But in other words, you're being replaced and there's nothing you could do about it. So shut up.
I'm not going to even make fun of that laugh. The point is, if you were genuinely trying to inform people, you'd tell them about the detailed safety and efficacy data from both the trials and the real-world studies, which show that the vaccines work incredibly well and are incredibly safe. We also keep getting new data telling us that the new vaccines cut down on transmission, too. So, yes, your neighbors should get it, both for their own health and so they don't spread it to someone else. Also, young and healthy people are getting sicker and going to hospitals in higher numbers, especially in states with high case numbers like Michigan. And lastly, we want as many people as possible to get vaccinated so the virus isn't constantly circulating at high levels, and we can get back to some semblance of normal without having to worry about cases, hospitalizations, and deaths going back up.
Honesty is such a lonely word.
the Biden administration is now rowing against a two-headed monster on the disinformation and polarization front. And it's important to stop right here and tell you that back when Donald Trump told people to inject bleach, there were people who took that to heart, who listened to him. In a story just this week out of Bradenton, Florida, a man, Mark Grennan, and his three sons were indicted by a federal grand jury for selling a bleach formula they claimed was a cure for COVID. According to the Miami Herald, Grennan promoted Trump's statements on injecting bleach as a coronavirus cure to support his product. The report also cites court records showing that the Grennans made over $1 million selling their bleach mixture. The FDA said it received several reports of hospitalizations and life-threatening conditions as people drank it. And at least seven people died, federal prosecutors say. So whatever you think of Trump and his media lackeys, they have followings and followers who listen to them. Keep that in mind when it comes to this. Last night, from Tucker Carlson, who told his millions of viewers to call the police on any mom or dad or caregiver who's accompanied by children wearing masks. This means that a teacher leading her students to the playground at PE or a parent hosting kids in the park is now at risk right now, right here today, of having a neighbor call the cops on them.
The next time you see someone in a mask on the sidewalk or on the bike path, do not hesitate. Ask politely but firmly, would you please take off your mask? Science shows there is no reason for you to be wearing it. Your mask is making me uncomfortable. We should do that, and we should keep doing it until wearing a mask outside is roughly as socially accepted as lighting a Marlboro in an elevator. It's repulsive. Don't do it around other people. That's the message we should send because it's true. As for forcing children to wear masks outside, that should be illegal. Your response when you see children wearing masks as they play should be no different from your response to seeing someone beat a kid in Walmart. Call the police immediately. Contact Child Protective Services. Keep calling until someone arrives. What you're looking at is abuse. It's child abuse, and you are morally obligated to attempt to prevent it.
Call Child Protective Services. Call law enforcement. Keep calling. Here we are at this tipping point with COVID, where the frayed fabric of our lives from the last 13 months is slowly being knitted back together with safe and effective vaccines, a new president committed to healing the country from the virus, and surging resources to all of those who have been impacted financially. And then the most watched host at Fox goes out of his way to turn neighbor against neighbor and thrust the police in this country into the middle of his performative ratings grab. It's repulsive.
Don't lie to me.
As we talk about the consequences of this, it's real. It's always a question of how much to fact check, address, or just ignore and not give oxygen to misinformation. But take a look at how one school is dealing with something based on what experts say is misinformation.
A new policy directing teachers to not get the COVID vaccine or they won't be allowed around students is causing controversy. Centner suggests the vaccine may be responsible for unfounded reports of reproductive issues for women. It appears that those who have received the injections may be transmitting something from their bodies to those with whom they come in contact.
Because it's important for people to realize just how much misinformation there is out there. There is absolutely no information that says that if a woman comes in contact with somebody who's been vaccinated, then it could impact her menstrual cycle, which is what the head of that school in Miami was saying. And we are surrounded by misinformation. And as we get to the hardest group to vaccinate, those who are most hesitant, it becomes even more important that the information they receive is correct.
This is one of the central themes of our politics at the moment. The Republican Party is an increasingly paranoid, authoritarian movement defending a president who incited an insurrection and spreading unhinged lies about everything from life-saving vaccines to imaginary bans on red meat. I mean, it's almost like all these guys are drunk on
plant-based beer.
Another day, another heaping serving of GOP disinformation, another demonstrably false myth ping-ponging around the conservative media echo chamber. This one started with a single photo from a Reuters photographer, Vice President Kamala Harris's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere, propped up against a backpack at a migrant shelter in California. The New York Post slapped that photo on its front page and its website homepage, alleging falsely, without evidence or attribution, that young migrants at the shelter were being given the book as part of some welcome kit. The Post has since deleted the story from its website, but from that front page story and picture, Fox News, of course, picked it up, repeating the false claim, this time with the citation, photographs show. But then the Washington Post dug deeper, doing this fact check. Quote, Long Beach city officials told the Washington Post that Harris's book is not being handed out in welcome kits. A single copy of the book was donated during a citywide donation drive, officials said. But conservative figures across social media didn't let the truth get in the way of a good heaping serving of lies, tweeting many of them and retweeting lie after lie after lie.
If there's one thing Trump supporters hate, it's fake news. Which begs the question, which news sources do they trust?
We used to like Fox.
We don't like Fox. We don't like MSNBC. We don't like CBS. We don't like any of the fake news channels because they lie all the time.
What happened to Fox? Was it their COVID coverage that turned you off?
No.
What about Hannity?
I like Hannity.
Tucker.
Yep. So just 2 hours every day of Fox News, otherwise it's a complete boycott.
Yes, absolutely.
You people and 62 million other Americans are listening to me right now because less than 3% of you people read books. Because less than 15% of you read newspapers. Because the only truth you know is what you get over this tube. Right now, there is a whole, an entire generation that never knew anything that didn't come out of this tube. This tube is the gospel, the ultimate revelation. This tube can make or break presidents, popes, prime ministers. This tube is the most awesome god force in the whole godless world. And woe is us if it ever falls into the hands of the wrong people. And that's why woe is us.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One Nation, under God, has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation. Breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's pass it.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we've created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horde. is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad aftertaste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.